vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
Not guilty. Not guilty on all counts. Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted on all counts. Is this surprising to you? People now are going to go in the media. You're going to see people bashing America, calling America racist. It's what the far left radicals are going to do. Just remember, the loudest voices, it's not the majority voices. But people like Joy Reid are going to scream racism and crocodile tears. They're going to scream white privilege and racist America. But that's all noise. And like Steve Bannon, he reminds us to focus on signal, not noise. And the signal right now is that Kyle Rittenhouse has been found not guilty on all counts. Now, you're going to see this on the Facebook court of public opinion. You've seen Kyle been labeled a domestic terrorist, white supremacist. And why do we even need a jury anyway? I mean, Facebook, I heard they're introducing a new feature. It's called Facebook Jury. Anybody can just sign up. Lots of people want to be on the jury, and many people don't. So what Facebook Jury allows you to do is sign up, and then you can present your own far-left radical opinions on the jury of your choosing. It's called Facebook Jury. Connecting people, brought to you by Mark Zuckerberg. No, we don't have Facebook Jury, and we don't have the jury of public opinion. We have a real process that's enshrined in the Constitution, and it's not perfect, but it works. It works. And anybody that thinks they have more facts, they have more insight than the jury, who was, you know, forced to listen to all of this, I mean, can you imagine the amount of pressure and stress and just stamina that you'd have to be on a jury like that? Your life is interrupted. These people on the jury are American heroes. And I would have said that either way. However this ended up, you have to have respect for the process. You know, if you're a sports person, you ever play sports, you like sports, good sportsmanship means that you don't blame the referee, you don't blame the rules of the game or the referee. Maybe the umpire makes a bad call. You know, they're going to make a bad call for the other team too. You know, if you got another hit, if you got another strikeout, if you had a better play, then that bad call wouldn't have mattered. And so how did I even get along to that is essentially that the system, it's fair. And the way that they get around that is they say critical race theory. Even the girlfriend of Anthony Huber, who is one of the people that lost his life, as Kyle acted in self-defense, Anthony Huber thought Kyle was an active shooter. Kyle's running away with a gun, and Anthony thought he was going to act like a hero. Allegedly looked like he slammed his skateboard into Kyle. He ended up getting shot. The girlfriend of Anthony Huber says she has a lot of sympathy for the teen and a lot of sympathy for Kyle. And that article came out in the New York Post this morning, I guess maybe last night, right before the verdict, not guilty on all counts. So even the girlfriend of one of the people who lost their lives says she has a lot of sympathy. And why? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, there were people that were protesting peacefully, and then there were people that were rioting, that were out of control. And it was up to the people, the police, should, you know, I had a guest on my show, Benjamin Manis. He says all riots are preventable. All riots are preventable. And you really hope that right now that they have learned that the officials are not going to allow these riots to get out of hand. You can't just let it burn. You can't let it burn. And if it looks like this is going to be a riot, it needs to be put down right away. These are not peaceful protests when buildings are on fire. And you're going to, you know, then you have the citizen, you know, like Kyle, and you have citizens that are trying to protect their own community. It just is a horrible chance for things to go wrong and spiral into violence. That's what the police are supposed to be there to kind of prevent, right? So, or not, or should we just, you know, leave it to ourselves to police ourselves? I mean, it's a real thing. You know, if you had real communities that were able to police themselves, that's one thing. But you have people being bussed in from outside areas into Kenosha. It's not just the people of Kenosha that are upset. There's people being bussed in. That's what's going to happen right now. It's all orchestrated. It's all orchestrated. So it shows in the media, the outrage. But if it really was local, if you really had communities that were themselves communities, then you really wouldn't need a police force. You'd have your own police force. You'd have community members that would be able to, you know, keep the peace, right? But because we've expanded so big and we've gotten away from that, so we've have a system. It's not organic. It's not natural. The top-down control over us, you know, we're not farm animals. We're able to govern ourselves, aren't we? But the way that it's been all set up, we depend on police to keep us safe. And you hope that that happens. You want the violence to end. Again, Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all counts. Also in the news, President Biden's getting a colonoscopy. So Harris has been, you know, put in power, presidential power. God help us all. No, really, I'm gonna, you know, pray for the president, because ever since that incident where he had a bathroom, it's rumored he may have pooped his pants in front of the Pope, and everything was evacuated. I don't know if you heard about that. I don't think it was confirmed to be 100% accurate, but there are rumors the president pooped his pants. Ever since then, there's been some concern. And so you really hope that the colonoscopy, they get to the bottom of it. You don't want him to have to wear diapers, and it's not fun. Now, I don't know from personal experience. I would just be guessing that you don't want to depend when you're the world leader, when you're the world, commander in chief of the free world. But in all seriousness, praying for the president as he undergoes a colonoscopy, it's just routine. It's just routine. But when you're that age, I mean, let's face it, when you're that age, you got to be careful just walking up and down the stairs, let alone they're doing surgery on your butt, then anything could really, you know, knock on wood, praying for the president, really mean that. I'm not like the far left radicals that wished President Trump out loud. They'd always wish, you know, he died every chance they get. They say, oh, I hope he dies from COVID, they say. No, you know, I'm not like that. I don't think our movement is like that. And we understand that this is not a situation where we wish ill will upon our political opponents. At least I don't. I hope he makes a speedy recovery. And the other thing of it too is, can you imagine Kamala Harris becoming president? Oh man, I mean, that's the end right there. Kamala Harris, president of the United States. Even she herself is the first to admit she's not ready to do that. They've been complaining. They haven't been given the grooming by Biden. She wants to be groomed by Biden. I talked about it. You know, she wants to learn the ropes, and he didn't do it. But what else is going on? The House approves a massive spending bill. It's projected to cost into the trillions. Now this is going to go to the Senate. This is just a crazy thing. You got a Republican. He talked for 8 hours about the bill, you know, talking about how horrible the spending bill is. And it is. You know, they said it was going to cost nothing. The Democrats, everybody, they said, this is going to cost nothing. It's going to pay for itself. Well, the trillions, they don't pay for themselves. Despite the fact they are going to hire hundreds of new IRS agents, $500 million to hire new IRS agents to go after Americans, civil and criminal cases. Are you afraid of the IRS? They have a lot of power. Even if you did nothing wrong, they can still go after you, cause a lot of headache in your life. And the Democrats want to spend $500 million to add new IRS agents. They're hoping that maybe that's going to help pay for this massive spending bill in the trillions. It won't. It won't. The Congressional Budget Office, I reported yesterday, they've been very clear that it's not going to pay for itself. Despite hiring tax agents to go after you for minimal violations, what else are they going to do? There's going to be way too many of them. It's like when you have way too many police in a small town. They go after you for like tiny, you don't have your lights on. Instead of, warning you about it, they have to write you a ticket because they have nothing better to do. Too much regulation. Not good. What else is in this bill? I mean, they're removing funding prohibition for the Uyghur population in China. You know, the genocide happening over there in China. The Trump administration forbid money to be going over to that area. You know, you don't want to support a genocide, right? Well, the Democrats, this gets away from that. I don't know what this has to do with a spending package. See, there's so much tucked away in this massive spending bill that they put stuff like that in there. What else? Government price setting on prescription drugs. Great. So they're going to set price setting on prescription drugs. Maybe you say, oh, great, because they're too expensive. No, wrong. This is going to cut investment into new treatments. Why would they invest a lot of money into new cures when they have price setting? There's only so much they can charge anyway for the drug. They might as well develop cheap drugs and not research cutting edge expensive medication. That's what this price setting is found to do. I'm not an expert in the economy, but it does seem like common sense to me. You know, frankly, if you're going to ask me what I thought, Dan Kingston thought, I watched the video, many videos. I watched Kyle and I thought, you know, this guy in his mind, he has good intentions out there. He's trying to help his community. That's what I thought. I thought, you know, in his point of view, he's trying to help. And that's about all I could, you know, make from it, because I'm not an attorney. I'm not the jury. I don't have access to all of the complexities of the case legally, or just I didn't have the energy, honestly, to watch 25 hours or how many hours of testimony there was. I think probably way more than that. Way more than that. Did you watch all of it? I mean, most of us have a full-time job. Can't do that. But I did watch a fair amount. I watched enough and I read enough to get the idea that, you know, Kyle, in his mind, was acting in self-defense. And in his mind, he didn't go there to be a bad actor. He went there to help. And that's what it looked like that he felt was happening from his point of view. And that's, I didn't know what would happen, what the jury would find. But I trusted the system. I didn't think that he would end up with like life in prison. I thought maybe, you know, he would be found, they would get him on something. They would get him on something, because boy, did they try. They tried to get him on something. They tried to get him on everything. They threw the book at him. Why did they throw the book at him? And, you know, Benjamin Manis, again, great guest, former law enforcement officer, a risk assessment, public safety expert, was on the show. And he talked about that, you know, because it shows that the riots are preventable. It's preventable. And that's really, you know, what it comes down to, that they have to make a scapegoat out of somebody. If not, then it looks and it looks bad on them for letting it get out of control. Same thing with the Travis Scott. You know, if you can point the finger to one bad apple and you make it all about the mysterious person injecting people, you know, with an opioid or a drug, some kind of drug in the crowd, make it all about the crazy guy, then liability is off the concert planners. You know, make it all about Kyle, then liability is off of the police. Liability is off of the officials of that city that let the riots happen. Do you think that there's going to be more riots? Is this an endless cycle of violence? That's the most tragic thing of all of this, even more than the Facebook court of public opinion and Mark Zuckerberg's new tool or feature, Facebook Jury. Facebook Jury. Sign up for Facebook Jury. There's lots of people that actually would do it, I think. I know people that always wanted to be on a jury. I had a friend, he always wanted to be on a jury, never got a chance to be on a jury. And tragically, you know, he passed away. But it's funny because he always wanted to be on a jury and he never got that chance. And it's kind of the opposite of most of us who don't want to be on a jury. So if you don't want to be on a jury, you just don't register to vote. Isn't that how they get you? You register to vote and that's where they send the mailing. What happens if you ignore it? Like if you ignore a jury summon, what happens? Do they really lock you up? I heard they don't. I heard that there's really no way to prove that you received the jury summon. So unless they can prove it, that you were like, you know, given it. I don't know. I'm asking, have you ever ignored a jury summon? What happened? I'd love to hear your response to that. Did you like, have you wanted to be on a jury, or is that the most annoying thing? Usually the cases aren't as exciting as the Kyle Rittenhouse case, which is like a movie unfolding on TV all in front of us. Not guilty on all counts. Boy, the far left radicals are going to be the loudest right now they've ever been with their America's racist, the legal process and white privilege. They're going to go after the judge. They're going to go after the founding fathers and the Constitution. They're going to go after everything they can because they don't play by the rules. They don't believe in the system. Fundamentally, they don't believe in the system. The far left radicals don't. And because of that, because they don't believe in our Constitution, because they don't believe in the Justice Department. I don't believe in the Justice Department either, but in terms of justice and laws and the rule of law, they don't believe in that stuff. And there's always bad actors on both sides. You got bad actors in the January 6th riots that happened that were by and large peaceful, by the way. See, these start as peaceful usually. Now, I don't think in Kenosha right now it's going to be peaceful, but usually this starts as a big peaceful group of people. How do you protect the rights of the peaceful protesters and make sure you clamp down on the rioters? And if it turns into a riot, then shouldn't the peaceful protesters, they got to leave. You got to get out, because at that point, you're no longer peaceful protesting. It's turned into a riot. And now you got to go, right? These are questions, not guilty on all counts. Are you surprised? Probably not. If you're listening to this show, most likely you've been a defender of Kyle, supporter of Kyle, and you're not surprised. How would you have reacted if this went the other way? Would you riot, tear down your community, set fire, call America racist? Is that what you'd do? Or would you respect, feel bad for Kyle, but would you respect what the jury found? So, these are questions we got to ask ourselves. We want to be fair. You want to be guided by logic and reason. Is now a good time to extend an olive branch to the other side? In the name of preventing violence. But if you extend an olive branch, will they even be there to listen? You saw their image of both sides, Kyle Rittenhouse supporters and BLM activists sharing a pizza outside the courthouse. It would be a beautiful thing if they could do that now. Now that the verdict's out, he's been acquitted. But of course, now the tensions are high. And I don't think that's going to be what happens. Austria is bringing a new national lockdown. Austria, not Australia, Austria is bringing a new national lockdown. And COVID-19 vaccines are mandatory there. Yeah, it's mandatory to get your COVID vaccine in Austria. Why am I bringing this up? Just because you think that we're past this, but in Europe, not the case. that you can only leave in Austria for essential services. So it's like in the height of the pandemic for us back in 2020. And this is, you know, in spite of the fact they're all mandatory to have vaccines over there. It seems to me the vaccines aren't working. If the vaccines were working, they wouldn't have to have a national lockdown. That's just a common sense thing. I don't know. Did you see that Austria completely locked down because and made COVID vaccines mandatory? You know, I think in this country, it looks like people are waking up and realizing that these COVID mandates, vaccine mandates, are unconstitutional. The courts have ruled on them. People are now seeing it. I think the Biden administration is going to have to back down on a lot of these COVID vaccine mandates. It seems like, you know, the booster shots are a cure for everything. The best way to fight a tsunami or a storm, what do you call it, a hurricane, is with a booster shot. The best way to prevent and prepare for a forest fire or an earthquake, get your booster shot. The best way to prepare for bubonic plague or monkeypox is to get your COVID-19 booster shot, people. Get your boosters. I just want to end really quick and say I want to thank you for being a part of Kingston Country and seeing the growth of this podcast still early in the process. And I'd like to ask you a big favor. If you would, tell a friend, tell a family member, spread the word. If you can, if you're good with words, if you could write a review on Apple Podcasts, or if you just write, you know, a 4-star, 5-star, if you think I've been doing a good job. And if I haven't been doing a good job, well, put 1-star, because I want to know. I would rather get some input than no input at all. Tell me what you like, what I'm doing right, and tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can get better and be the voice for you. I would have been given this voice, and I want to use it in the right way. So help me in that process, and together, we're a part of Kingston Country and make this something we can be proud of.
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.